Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. We welcome you to our program today. We're going to have a continuing teaching. These are church services that we have done, or healing schools that we've done, and we welcome you to come and join in this. And everything we have, you can have the everything in its entirety. It's free and postpaid. We will tell you at the end of the program exactly how you can get our programs, and they're all free and postpaid. And may the Lord bless you.
In verse 26, it says, "In the fear of the Lord is strong confidence." In the fear of the Lord. Do you know what I've observed today in the church? We don't really know who God is, and we certainly have no fear of Him. If you feared the King, you would be like John after he'd walked with him and saw him and ate with him and everything else. But yet when he saw the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords standing there on the Isle of Patmos, John fell on his face before the King. Did you know the King could say, "Ty, son, I'm through with you down there. Come to the house." And you know what's going to happen? He's coming. Cheryl can do all the screaming and hollering. "No, don't take him in. I got to have him." He said, "No, I'll take care of you, but I'm through with you down there. It's over." That's how quick he can take us out, can't he?
40
times. He can take us out. Yeah, now it's 40 time now. We're going home to be with the King. But, we want to stay here as long as we can to be a witness for the Lord. But the thing about it is, what's sad is when you break His rules, and you're producing no fruit. And he says, "Okay, you produced no fruit for the last 5 years or the last 10 years. I'm cutting your tree down and I'm coming, bringing you home." That's the one you don't want to be. Because guess what? John 15:2. He says, "I am the vine and you are the branches. And every branch in me that produces no fruit, I cut it off." You want to live a long life? You better produce fruit for the kingdom. You better be out doing something good for Jesus this week. And if you've done anything wrong, you better be on your face repenting, telling the Lord you're sorry. Somebody says, "I'm a big old husky guy. I can take care of myself." You can be the biggest man in the world. You can be Goliath, a 10-foot giant, and God can send a little bitty teenage boy with a slingshot, and you can have the best armor in the world on, and he can Holy Spirit can put that stone in the one place that's unprotected in your body, right between your eyes, and take you out in a heartbeat.
Amen.
He can do it. Even like Saul, he said, "I'm going to disguise myself. I'm going to put my armor on, and I'm going out there, and nobody will know I'm the King." But yet the prophet said, "You're going to die today, boy." He said, "I'm going to deceive God. I ain't going to die today because I ain't going to wear my kingly robe. I'm going to put on all of my armor." And he's out there, and of course, God had the kingly robes on. Everybody chased him. That's him. He gets there, he said, "It's not me, guys. I'm not Saul." I said, "Well, he's right. That's not Saul." In the meantime, Saul's back over in his little chariot, dressed up in his regular old stuff. And some little old soldier out there said, "I think I'll just shoot an arrow." And you know where that arrow went? Right through the crack. Right through the crack where his arm was, right into his heart. And he bled to death and died right there. You can't get away from God. He is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. So don't let His errors be directed at you because of your disobedience. Walk in love. Do what the King said. Hey, when you walk in love and love Him, He'll let you live to be a long, old, healthy man. And He'll bless your socks off in the process. And we love that, don't we? We love it. He's the one who made us these promises. Verse 29. "He that is slow to wrath is of great understanding." Slow to wrath. Is that a very good attribute to have? Absolutely slow to anger. Slow to get mad. You know, it would be better, just like I was ministering to a family this week. And she made the statement. Well, how do I do this when I get angry with my children? I said, ma'am, the first thing you got to do is don't get angry at your children. See, you take that attitude that as soon as one of my kids mess up, I'm going to get them. You take that and say, no, I'm going to walk in love and my children are not going to drive me to anger. You see where I'm coming from? When I was raising my children, they were little bitty, and somebody said, well, just wait till they get to the terrible twos. I said, my children are never going to get to the terrible twos. I'm going to love them right on through it all. And we never went through the terrible twos. We had a blessed time with our children. You know, I'm serious. You know? I mean, you got to, when they're 2 years old, yeah, do they like to run and do everything? Yeah, but that's normal. You can either let that be a blessing or let it be a curse. It's your choice. And when your grandchildren come along, the beautiful part about your grandchildren, you know, you can just play with them and do all kinds of things with them. And then when you get tired, you can take them home. You couldn't do that when they were yours. You had to keep them all the time. But you can take them home, praise the Lord. You don't have to be with them all the time. Now we know why God gave us children when we were much younger. And gave us grandchildren when we get older. He knew what he was doing. Praise God, he knows what he's doing. Yeah. The king knows everything. In verse 30, he says, a sound heart is the life of the flesh. A sound heart is the life of the flesh, but envy the rottenness of the bones. Now just think, he's telling you that if you're walking in love with a good, sound heart, it is the life of the flesh. So you get to live a long, healthy life. But if you envy about everything, it causes rottenness or cancer of the bones. It'll eat your bones away. See, he's telling you what to do here in these scriptures. So, you know, if there's any envy in your life for anybody, what's the best thing you need to do with envy? Get rid of it.
Amen.
Because what will it do? It will bring rottenness to your bones. You won't never be able to walk in strength when you get old. Your bones will break. Even when you're young, it will happen. You know, we read this book, but we read this like this don't mean what it says. But it means exactly what it says. And when you begin to get a hold of this, it makes it a little bit easier for you to walk in love. A little bit easier. You realize, hey, I'm hurting myself more than anybody else. Verse 31, he that oppresses the poor reproaches his maker, but he that honoreth him has mercy on the poor. It has a whole lot to say about what we're to do with poor people. We're not supposed to talk about them and run them down. We're supposed to help them, but for sure pray for them. You know, when somebody does something you don't like at work. In fact, I was talking to a gentleman the other day. I won't call his name. He'll know who I'm talking about. Talking to a gentleman the other day, said, you know, it's very easy when management has messed up and they're doing something wrong, when two or three of you get together and say, well, wonder what them dumb managers have done for us today. I mean, I know none of y'all ever worked for a company when you had any complications or problems in management, was working night and day trying to get things going and they couldn't get it done just right. And the only thing you see with your job, what you're doing, and you may be doing your job great, but the first thing you do is say, well, wonder what them dumb managers are doing. Can that happen to us any? I know none of y'all ever done that, have you? But me. I know none of y'all ever been guilty of that, talking about your dumb managers or your employer. That idiot, don't he know nothing? If he'd just do this, we could change things around here. Do you know that you're doing something very wrong yourself? Now, you know what you should do to that manager? A guy walks in and says, well, I wonder what management's doing for us today. Wonder how they've messed things up now. You know what you should say? Well, hey, let's stop and pray for them. Let's ask God to move on their heart and do something wonderful. This guy said, do what? Well, I mean, you want your job? Well, yeah. Well, then why don't we pay for them? Because I'd like to have my paycheck coming in every week or every month, wouldn't you? Pray? You know what? Most people you talk to like that, they don't know how to pray. But guess what? You can be a light in the darkness to those kind of people. You know that? Say, well, let me show you. You just listen and I'll pray. And then just say, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to be merciful to the men that are running our company. I ask you, first of all, to reveal yourself to those men so they will know who you are, so they will begin to understand more about you, so they'll be start doing things the way your word says to do them. And then when they do that, I know that since we're going to do things right, I know you're not only going to bless me, but you're going to bless our company and the men that are in management. Now, Lord, I want to speak a blessing over every one of those men in Jesus' name. That's the way you should do it. See, we don't believe God can do anything. We sure talk about it the wrong way, but we don't pray about things. Now, I know there ain't nobody out there that's ever been guilty of this besides me. But, I mean, you know, I'm telling you about events I've had in my own life. I know how easy it is to talk about management until I became a manager. And then I talk about the workers. They don't get nothing done. These bunch of dumb workers down there. No. You need to meet with your workers. You need to pray over them. If you're the manager, now then you need to pray over your workers. And it will bring great change. God can't do nothing until we do it His way. What is it we don't understand about this? The King has told us everything, but it's like we think we're running the show. Well, we're not. He is. And He hears your and my prayers of faith when you do it His way. And here's a true one right here in verse 34. He says, righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. That's in Proverbs verse 34, where we were. What, 14 or whatever it was in. I forget. Yeah, 14, 34. Righteousness exalts a nation. Now let me ask you this. Can we have righteous people in a nation and the majority of them going wrong and you still suffer consequences? Yes, you most definitely can. So we should pray for our nation, for our leaders on a regular basis. Instead of talking evil about them when one of them's on TV and we don't like what they've done, when they do something we don't like, the first thing we should do to our spouse is say, honey, come over here and let you and me pray for President Bush. Let's pray for whoever, whichever one of them is there. They need some divine counsel.
We're going to have to break in right there and stop the program for today. But if you'll join us tomorrow, the next program will be coming on Monday through Friday on your station. And we'll love to continue on. If you would like these teachings in their entirety, you're welcome to call our ministry center at 940-242-2106. We'll be happy to send you any type of media, free and postpaid. We have these teachings in their entirety. We'll be happy to send them to you. Or you can go to our website, www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That stands for The Living Savior Ministries. And there you can order these teachings free and postpaid. And remember, Jesus is our wonderful Lord and Savior. He is a mighty God.